So again, this Shabbos, in addition to Shabbos Mevorachim, is Parsha Shkalim, as we mentioned yesterday. So the Kriya for Parsha Shkalim is from the beginning of Kisisa. It says, "Vaydaber Anam Moshe Lemar Kisisa Rosh Bnei Yisrael Kudeyem V'Nasnu Ish Kofer Nafshel Adnoi Bifkod Olsom V'Yevam Negev Bifkod Olsom." So there's a machlokes. Why is the Machtis a shekel given? So there are some say there are three reasons. That one reason was for the adanim, the sockets that supported the krushim, the boards that surrounded the mishkan. The second reason that was given was for the community korbanos, to pay for the korbanos that were brought all year long in the Beis Hamikdash. And then the third reason was that they brought money to general support for the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, you needed new spoons, new forks, new begodim for the kuna, all these different things that the ongoing upkeep of the shul, of the Beis Hamikdash, or the Mishkan, so that's why they gave them. So all those things are not mentioned here in the beginning of Tisisa, where it says when you're going to take a census of the people. So why is it that we're talking about a census, which doesn't seem to be reason given by others, not by the Rambam, the Ramban, the Gra, they all have different opinions on what's the reason. But the reason of counting the people is because who counted? Why was the purpose of counting? To know how many people there were to go to war. And that has a tendency to destroy the Jew. That, in other words, there's a difference, my Rebbe says, between a Baal Basar and a Baal Nefesh. A Baal Basar, who focuses on physical things, so for example, a soldier, so he can be coarse, he can have an attitude where he's going to force the environment to adapt to him. But a Baal Nefesh, a spiritual person, so he can't force the environment to adapt him. After all, we see from Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing by the burning bush, the Rebbe Hashem said, "Take off your shoes." In other words, don't adapt the holy place to you. You have to adapt yourself to the holy place. And this is the first step. Parsha Shkalim is the first step in our preparing ourselves for Pesach. Then, in other words, what we have to realize that even though we were freed from slavery in Mitzrayim, the goal is not to adapt the world around us to ourselves, to focus on ourselves, to be selfish, to not worry about others. But instead we have to focus on being balei nefesh, spiritual individuals, spiritually sensitive individuals, sensitive to the needs of others, sensitive to the needs of the community, and sensitive to our drawing ourselves closer to the Ribbono Shel, and that is how a slave can free himself from the morass by coming closer to Ribbono Shel, seeing the greatness and glory of God, and that will free us and eventually bring us to the ultimate redemption. Shabbat Shalom. Good night of Shabbos.